are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
So there are numerous Christian role models and inspirational figures whose lives have served an example of faith, courage, and devotion for girls and women. So today we will be exploring some of those people that girls can look up to. And I hope I'm no one's role model. I reserve myself for that one. I just pray. So we are joined on the line by Dr. Mbiriri. Not the husband, the wife. Yes, the house of doctors. How are you, my sis?
Hi, my sister. How are you doing?
I am good. And you?
No, I'm fine. Thank you.
I'm good. The moment I saw your name, and I was like, finally, I have her, because I've been meaning to speak to you. So I'm super excited on the other side that, network, please behave. I'm super excited that you are joining us here. I'm going to ask, though, sister, that before we start, can you please do pray for us?
Sure, let's pray. Eternal and loving Father, we thank you for this opportunity that you have given us to speak to young girls on air. We pray that you may lead and guide us throughout the conversation. May your presence be with us. In your name we pray, amen.
Amen and amen. So a little disclaimer, good dog. Yes. Me, the issue I have with role models and inspirational figures, it's because I've taken it that they are human. So because sometimes we think of them as if they are not human and they cannot do wrong things. So just that disclaimer. But maybe after this, I will change my mind. I just needed to say that, you know. But now going back to our topic of today, who are some Christian role models or inspirational figures that you admire, and why is that?
Maybe looking from history, right? I guess the first person that we can talk of would be Ellen White. This is
obvious.
I'm sure, obvious. Yeah. For obvious reasons that, this person who's been iconic, looking at her history, looking at her contribution, mm-hmm. even in the church, having to write over 150 books, mm-hmm. And the contribution that she did, pioneering the movement and holding fort on the things like the fundamental beliefs. Mm-hmm. You know, she lived in an era where women were looked down upon. Mm-hmm. More so, I guess, from the religious front, mm-hmm. we didn't have many women in the religious front. Mm-hmm. Or they were near to non-existent, mm-hmm. right? But she was able to accept the calling. Mm-hmm. You know, she was the third person to be called. And then she went on to accept the calling. And she did it gracefully. Mm-hmm. She was a mother. She had a family. Mm-hmm. She was a wife. Mm-hmm. She was a person who cared for your community. So you see that her calling into ministry did not hinder her other roles in mm-hmm. different capacities. Mm-hmm. So she's somebody who was able, you know, when we have, there are women who are outstanding in different fields, but yes. they are not able to balance the other aspects of their lives. Mm-hmm. So when you're looking at Ellen White, she was able to pioneer the gospel front as well as balancing her roles as a mother, as a wife, as a community member, mm. the things that she did in her communities, mm-hmm. the different communities that she lived in, whether she went to Australia, she was in the US, in different parts of the US, she was able to balance her work. Mm. So I think an ideal role model is a person who is able to achieve this work-life balance. Mm. To me, that's critical, because you can have a person who can champion certain things, but in other aspects of their lives, there's no balance. Mm. Mm. So because in today's world where we are living, we have maybe celebrities who are doing, maybe they become role models to young women, to young girls. Mm. However, the other aspects of their lives may not have things to emulate, be it their love lives, or be it their morality. Mm-hmm. So you're looking at a role model who has this balance
Okay.
in different aspects, because the world is giving us role models every day.
Yes.
I mean, young people, the people that they look up to as role models may not be the ones that you want them to look up to, but that's what is available. That's what the media makes available to them. So when you're choosing, yes, a person can inspire you in certain aspects, but if the person is someone who's well-balanced in different aspects, or in the different, because the work-life balance is something which is very critical for a woman.
Yes.
Because you want to have your career, you want to have your family, you want to have your social life, so all these things. So to me, Ellen White will symbolize a person who was able to achieve this.
Mm-hmm.
Because she had pretty much, of course, we know there are issues with James White. I mean, this is part of being human and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But she portrays somebody who was able to balance these things out. Because I think the balance is something that we lack in some of the role models that are presented to us on a daily basis.
Yeah, yeah. Is it important, though, for our girl children to look up to the pioneers, right, of our church in terms of their faith journey as Adventist girls? Because some of them, you know, we look at the pioneers, like, hey, they were living in a different era. For example, there were no phones then, you know. So why now are our girl children encouraged to look at them so that they may understand Adventism and how to live as Adventists? Is it really important, or they can actually just say, "Bon, look up to any woman in the Advent faith, and then you will be able to be okay and understand what it means to be an Adventist girl."
I think these people may have lived in a different era, but they also had their own challenges.
Mm-hmm.
Each era comes with its challenges.
Yes.
So they were not immune to challenges or complexities of their day.
Mm.
Complexities of their day were there, but they were able to see themselves through. Even if you're looking at a person like Mary, the mother of Jesus.
Yes.
Mary, you find that she was engaged to Joseph.
Yes.
When the angel comes to you and tells you that you're going to have a child, she says, "How can this be, since I don't have a husband?" She could have just said, "Oh, you mean by Joseph?" Because she was already engaged. She could have simply said, "By Joseph." Because these people, when you're looking at, even if it comes to biology, the biology which Eve had when she was created is the same. The same hormones that Eve had are the same hormones that you have and I have.
Yes.
So there's nothing that has changed. Right. So Mary is somebody who's able to say she's already engaged, but she asks, "How can this be since I don't have a husband?" If this was a girl in today's terms, she was going to say, "Oh, you mean I'm already engaged to Joseph, so Joseph is going to be, you mean I'm now going to sleep with Joseph?" So to me, I still think that they still had those challenges. Each era comes with its own challenges. We may have more challenges nowadays, but God's grace is fresh every morning, and it suffices the challenges that you meet. God sends enough portion, enough grace to accompany you for each season, for each phase, for each generation. So these people, they had their challenges, but they overcame.
Yeah.
So looking up, I mean, when you see what in a car, you have a rear view mirror.
Yes.
Which shows you the cars that are behind or what's happening behind you.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have your windshield in front.
Mm-hmm.
So it's also important to look at the people at the back, to look at the people in history, what they would do. And then we now look in front. Now, the challenge now, I think the young girls that they may have is that these days they may not have enough role models in this day and age to inspire them. But do they still need to see that, okay, we have these people from the past, but as we are going forward, we have our mothers, we have our big sisters. So it's a call to us as mothers, as big sisters, to be the models. Because when they look back, they are seeing Ellen White, they'll see these people from the Bible, they'll see Deborah, they'll see Mary. But they need to see those people ahead. That's why the rear view mirror is small, but what you can see in front is a lot. So they need for them to we need to build up, to build women, inspirational women, role models for our young people, because we are competing with the media. We are competing with celebrities. We are competing with all this that is showing the girl child by the click of their finger.
Yes.
That they can do this, you can run your relationship like this. Nudity is everywhere. And these people are celebrated. The role models for young people can parade themselves nude. But now building up a generation, building up an army of Christian women who can be inspirational, that they can show this to young people that, yes, you can work for God, you can do ministry, you can live a holy and Christian life. So I think it's a call even as a church to women ministers. I always say that, you know, in the women ministers leadership training seminars, which level 1 to 4, there are some modules in mentorship that step out from just being a role model, someone who's far.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can see them from far. You don't establish a relationship with a role model. Yes, Ellen White can be my role model, but I don't have a relationship with her. She's already dead.
Yes.
But now even if she was alive, I may not have had an opportunity to go to the U.S. to meet her. But you say, within our territories, within your church,
hey, we have that role models. Hey.
And then have the mentor young people. Be intentional in mentoring young people, establishing relationship and guiding these young people as they navigate adulthood.
My doctor, we have a comment that came through from two of our listeners, in fact. The first one says that role models serve as tangible proof that what you are wanting to do can be done. That's why in teaching, beyond the explanations, you have to demonstrate. Paul understood this as he went planting churches. In 1 Corinthians 11, verse 1, he says, imitate me as I imitate Christ. So there is one listener there saying that you have to demonstrate. And then another one, I think this one, Uhlelo's comment here comes back, you know, to why I don't have role models saying here. I looked up to one old prominent former Adventist and he backslided. I was hurt. And since then, I put someone as a case study where I study someone and take the good and throw out the bad, you know, coming back to that, we have those things. And as you were speaking, saying that, you know, even in our divisions, in our territories, you know, we need to learn about mentorship so that we can be role models to these young girls. But linking it to what Hlelo is saying and its importance, you know, so we're having shepherdesses, we're having the deacons, we're having the missionaries, medical educators, even us here. Some people may look up to us because you're on the radio, you know, preaching the gospel. But then now, how do we put all of that so that a young girl can understand that all of this we are doing is for mission? And also to understand that Zanele is a human being. She might slip and fall one day, you know. Dr. Eliza is here. She's a human being. You know, she's a mother. She's a wife. Something might happen. How then do we teach our young girls that yes, you're having this role model, but remember that they are people at the end of the day.
Yes. You know, I think this role modeling thing for people who are in the limelight comes out differently in terms of there are people who will know how to act when they are in public. Because I'm a shepherdess, I'll know how to dress, I'll know how to talk. When I'm in front of the church, I'll know how to smile when I meet you. But this may not be exactly who I am.
True. True.
So that's where you find. So people were in the limelight. So we have our mothers, our sisters, we have you guys who are in the media.
Yes.
People, young girls who look up to you, right? So you already know that when I'm stepping out, people know they have this certain expectation. So that may be a challenge with people that they can be some like falsehood, pretense, which comes with some role models, some people that are in the limelight. Because I'm expected to be a Christian woman. I'm expected to be smiling. I'm expected. So I mean, when I come to church, I'll put my head, I'll tilt it on an angle which is holy. And I will smile like this, right? And to create this aura around me that this is a holy woman of God, when all this is pretense. So I guess we need to understand that some of the people that we have around us are actors.
Yes.
They know how to behave in public. They may be shepherdesses, they may be whatever, ministers, they may be. Those people you're looking up to, they may be actors. And then they are those who are genuinely attacked by the devil.
Yeah.
Right. So for that reason, that of course this person was not pretending, this person was not, they were really genuine Christian, but for some reason they fell. You know, like we know we are in a battle. We are in a war. So what I would then say, you know, there's one person who said the Christian army is the only army which kills its wounded soldiers. In a war, when a soldier is wounded, the other soldiers will pick that person up and put them in safety, or even if they're going to move that base, they'll try to resuscitate this one or protect this person. But us as the Christian army, when you have backslided, we'll put more bullets on you. So I guess one thing that we need to understand is we are in a great controversy. We are in a war.
Yes.
None of us is immune, even all our role models. None of us is immune to attacks from the evil one. When one person is attacked, even if I was looking up to that person, I should then pray for that person.
True.
Not for me then to be discouraged and say, no, this Christianity is fake. I can't do this. If this one fail, what about me? I don't put my hope and trust in a person, just like what Psalms say. Don't put your trust in horses or chariots. Right. But if one of our soldiers is wounded, who was leading the pig, we should not finish that person off with our words to say that this person was pretending, this person was what?
Hey.
We should then carry the person in prayer. Because it happens that those people when in the front of the pig can be wounded by the devil. So we should then be careful because we are looking up to, this is the captain of the army.
Yes.
Right. So the captain of the army can also receive bullets and fall. So we were looking up to our captain. Should then the soldier say, we are now going back, we are now retreating. We don't retreat. We don't retreat when the captain has been wounded. When someone, we are still in the battlefront. We have to win and victory is certain. But we know that this is something that's going to happen. So the people that we look up to, our role models, those people who are inspirational. Yes, at some point they may receive attacks from the evil one.
Yeah.
All we can do is to pray for them, support them, and nurse them back if possible, if you have that relationship with them. But never to wound them with our words.
How then do we, you know, coming back to Hlelo's point, saying that he now studies the person, right? And then he takes the good and then the bad. How then now do we choose these role models? And as you were saying, I loved that you actually brought it up, that sometimes there's acting that is there. There is pretending that is there. So how then now do I choose saying, no man, Dr. Mduriri is genuine. No man, Zanele is. There's something that is quite interesting there. Because, for example, we are having, which is quite interesting, we are having divisions in the church in terms of how we apply certain things. For example, Sabbath observance. Others, they're like, afternoon, go and sleep. Go and do what? Others are saying, no, you can even cook on the Sabbath. It's not a problem. It's not a problem. You know, cook. Others are saying, no, ladies, wear your earrings, wear whatever. Whilst others are saying, no, you can't do that. So there is that division, you know. So now as we step up into this role, you are a shepherdess there. How do you... How do you maintain that where you are strict, not strict, but you follow the rules to the core, to your point that if there are young girls looking up to you, they don't start doubting the whole faith and the whole things that we do, but you uphold each and every single one of them.
I guess so, all these things, we can't do it in our own power. If I'm trying to do things to please people, for people to look at me and as this person, at some point I'll falter. Right. So I already know that young people look up to me, and I already know that the landscape that I'm operating in is so many landmines. So for me to navigate and continue to have my head high and to have the young people looking up to me, it means I need to have to establish a relationship with Christ. Because it is Christ who will give me strength. So I'm not going to be acting on, all right, I'm not, I'll not cook, I'll not this, I will follow. You know, following the law to the letter for people to see is not sustainable. But it's me having a genuine relationship with Christ. And it is Christ. So, you know, when we have all these qualities that we want to see in people, someone who's kind-hearted, someone who's patient, you know, someone with self-control, these are people that we look up to, right? All these are fruit of the Spirit. So it simply means that if I'm a person who is inspirational, right, a person that you have certain qualities that you find in them, and these qualities, they don't just happen willy-nilly. To me, these are qualities that are a manifestation of a relationship with Christ, someone who's connected, like what Christ says, I'm the vine and you are the branches. You will bear fruit if you're connected. So the fruits that people will see is inspirational. The fruits that people that will see me as a woman who's inspirational, they should not come from me trying to follow this and that. But they come from a solid relationship with Christ. That's what makes me inspired. So that's the difference with the role models that you find from the other side. Your celebrities, your social media. These people, they have no connection with Christ, if I may say that way.
Yeah.
Some of them are not Christians at all. So they do not mind celebrating nudity. They do not mind celebrating immorality or celebrating drugs. But these are role models that you have. Is because what lurks within them is the connection with Christ. So what distinguishes me is someone who's inspirational and who's a role model and something which is sustainable is the relationship with Christ.
Yeah.
So now, when I'm then looking at, all right, this person was saying I'll do case studies, I'll look at them like this, it means I'll need to look at the person's relationship with God. For me, I'm also, I'm a strong proponent of mentorship.
Yes.
Where we establish a relationship. This person says, I make this a case study. I will make Mom Biriri a case study. Right. So it's better for me to, when we have mentorship, because mentorship has certain principles and guidelines. When I'm taking in a mentee, I'm able to be vulnerable to me, to my mentee. I will have a relationship. I'm also telling my mentee that I'm human.
Yes.
And these struggles,
yes,
how I overcame. Because if the person is seeing me from afar, they will think that I don't have struggles. When you're seeing me on TV, you'll think I don't have struggles. But when I'm mentoring someone, when you have a close relationship, I will tell you, you know, when I was a young person, I did this, but this is how I overcame. This is how I'm now where I am. There are these pitfalls. Maybe I also fell on this one or two, but I was able to rise up through this and that.
Yeah.
So I advocate for mentorship, where we can then have intimate relationship with a mentee, with a young person. And you are showing them how you went through whatever, how you've gone through that road. And I guess that's important. So if you're making someone a case study, I would then suggest that go further and establish a relationship with that person.
Yes. Yes.
So that they'll tell you about their journey. They'll be vulnerable. You also tell them about, okay, I'm struggling with this. This one will say, all right, this is how I overcame. And so yes, having a case study is good. But go further and establish a relationship with your case study so that you're doing your case study closely, and you may have moments to share the journey, how it has been, how someone struggled, and how they overcame. Because everybody has their own struggles. When you're looking at a role model from afar, you may think they don't have any struggle. But they do. Everyone has.
So Derek comes through saying, Hello is on point. having a role model is not a call to worshipping them. You're supposed to take the good and leave the bad. The verse says it clearly. Follow as they follow Christ, meaning when they stop following Christ in that area, you also stop following them. Remember, it's English word, preposterous. To expect perfection from fallen human beings. Quite interesting one that our listeners are coming through with. So, but Doc, as we wrap up, you know, some of us have, I think I remember there are people who actually approached me, young people and everything else. I think they looked up to me. I don't know. But I did, you know, establish that kind of relationship, and I've helped them here and there. But I don't put myself out there saying I can't be a mentor, or you can look up to me and etc. etc. But I believe that sometimes, you know, how I live my life or how what they see about me, maybe it does interest them. So should we, as women who are in the faith, who have faced things and overcome things, you know, we are victors. You know, we are walking this journey and we know it. Should we put ourselves out there saying, young girls, if you do need someone to talk to, we are available, we are here. Or we should just be like me, you know, stay in your lane. If they come, they come. If they don't come, it's okay. What then should we do? Because as you were saying, the world is full of all these role models, but when it comes to Christian role models, we are lacking in that department. What then would you say we should do as we wrap up the conversation?
No, I think if you're able to put yourself out to young people, maybe in your church, starting with your local church, or starting even with your relatives, your nieces, you can start with those. Because these young people, they do have so many struggles and challenges. You know, because they are seeing Mom Biriri from afar, they'll think that everything went on smoothly. But when it is not like that. So if I'm availing myself to them, I'll tell them my struggles and how I overcame. Yeah. This will give them hope. Because if I'm afar, they will not know how to handle. You know, we have so much of mental health issues, so much of suicide, so much of all this, even in our young people.
True.
Because no one is availing themselves to them, to talk to them. So it would be a good thing in different fronts, in aspects of mental health issues, where young, older women are availing themselves. You can talk to me. I'm not saying I'm perfect. I'm not saying I got it all, you know. Even like Paul says, I keep on going, right? I've not yet arrived, but I'm struggling. I'm doing all this, but I'm there for you. So more than being a person, a distant someone who they are seeing from afar, they need someone close by. When she's struggling, you know, I have a group where I mentor. It's not we're young girls who are struggling with pornography and masturbation. Mm-hmm. We have a group of those girls. In fact, we have about four WhatsApp groups with combined people who struggle with these addictions, because I talk a lot on addictions. So when I talk a lot on addictions, you find young people who come to my inbox, and these young girls, they're struggling with masturbation and pornography. And who will they talk to? So you now need to when someone may call me in 11 p.m., Doc, I'm struggling. I have this strong edge to watch this video. Please help me to calm down. Help me to this. So you talk to that person. So you have offered yourself that, okay, I can be there for you when you're going through whatever struggle.
Yeah.
So it's much better that way. If you are someone who the young people look up to, if you're someone in that space, you make a step further by being closer to those that you can be close to. You may not be close to everybody, but those that you can, your nieces, your cousins, the young people in your church, the young people in your workplace, they are looking up to you. You may even identify, this may be a young person at your workplace that you're seeing that this girl is potential. Let me take my time to coach her through even climbing the corporate ladder. Because you're a role model in terms of career, maybe a role model in terms of career. Let me nurture this young woman.
Yeah.
How I managed to go through even without using without opening my legs or whatever, I've been able to rise through the corporate ladder. So let me take this young people, this young person through. So you have people that you can nurture, that you can mentor in the different spheres of your life. So I think this will be ministry. This will be a way of ministering when you are taking a young person by the hand.
Yeah.
A young woman by the hand. It's ministry.
Indeed, indeed. Doc, I'm going to ask that. Can you please do pray for us and also pray for the young girl, you know, so that they may find the right people to look up to. They may find the right mentees, and us, we may avail ourselves, you know, where the Spirit leads. So please do pray for us.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's pray. Thank you. Our dear Heavenly Father, we come before your throne of grace. We thank you for the people we have gone before us. We have modeled the true Christianity. We thank you, dear Heavenly Father, that you have allowed us to live in this day and age, even where role models are few and where vice is being celebrated. We pray that you may raise women who will be able to celebrate virtues. We pray that you may help the young people around us to have older women to look up to. Even as we have different struggles in our areas of lives, I pray that you give us strength to overcome. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray that may we all look up to you as our author and finisher of our faith. We thank you and we love you, for we pray all this in Jesus' name, our Lord and Savior. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much, Doc. May you have yourself a blessed day.
Thank you.
Amen.
You are tuned in to Mid Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.